Young British backpackers haven't been put off from travelling to North Queensland to take up farm jobs, despite the stabbing deaths a year ago of working holiday makers Mia Aliff-Chung and Tom Jackson. The backpackers were killed at a hostel in Home Hill, and Burdekin locals say they won't forget. Tom Major filed this report.
It's a busy morning in a shed outside Home Hill, south of Townsville, and farmer Angela Spotswood is watching fresh vegetables being packed into cardboard boxes.
We've got the lettuce, so your cod's lettuce, your spring onions, tomatoes, chilies here.
Despite the hard work, thousands of backpackers are drawn to fruit and vegetable farms in the Burdekin so they can qualify to extend their working visas. Abby Friend is one of them. She's from Derbyshire in the English Midlands, not far from where Mia Aliff-Chung grew up. She heard a little about the 21-year-old's murder before she came to Australia.
We'd heard of it back in our hometown. I wasn't aware that it was here, though, until after I started working here, that it was nearby, yeah.
But Abby Friend isn't worried about her safety at the Home Hill farm.
As I was saying to someone yesterday, in our city back home, Derby, a few months after this, a young lad, 22, got stabbed by a 16-year-old in the high street. This stuff happens back home as well. It's not anything to do with the place.
While backpackers are undeterred, farmer Gary Spotswood says locals are still reeling from the horror of last year's attack.
I think as a community, everyone was quite upset about how it had happened and why, and for a small community like the Burdekin. Got everyone to rally together, though.
Burdekin Mayor Lynn McLaughlin says many of the backpackers who were there that night continue to receive mental health support.
Some of the backpackers especially are still, you know, talking with Red Cross, and I'm aware of that, and so I'm in constant contact with Red Cross as well.
Local farmers like Gary Spotswood are also vetting potential workers more closely.
I think a lot more people are more cautious nowadays. We're just always aware of who you have on your farm too, because we've got to be aware of the backpackers that are coming now as well.
Mayor Lynn McLaughlin is relieved the tragedy hasn't driven the backpacker workforce away, but the memories of what happened here aren't easily erased.
Now we've got those memorial that the backpackers chose to plant the trees, so they're a constant reminder. People's lives continue, however, I'd be sure to say that no one's forgotten.
Burdekin Mayor Lynn McLaughlin ending that report from Tom Major.